everyone. Welcome to Tadaima, a Terrace House podcast, your weekly companion to your favorite show on Netflix. And we mean that in the most literal sense today. I am Robert Scarponito, and I'm joined here by Daily Wilhelm.
Konbanwa.
Jack Cepeda.
Hey, what's up?
You were running to your mic. He was very far away.
I had to yell. Sorry, I'm late for the show, guys. But shout out to all of our new listeners for the season coming in, whether you've listened to us from a long time ago back in December or this is your first episode. What up to all our international fans and domestic fans and all the listeners all over the place. So stay tuned to the end of this episode for a special shout out. I just want to put that out there.
And shout out to our old fans, too. We remember you. We know you were listening back on the first week. Old school.
Old school.
Oh, and we also have Colin Sparling.
Wait, what? I'm still here? I'm on the show still?
We also remember Colin.
Yeah, we're phoning you in.
Shout out to Colin.
We're phoning you in.
Well, I mean, Jack's over there literally shouting from probably Mount Fuji.
Woo.
You know.
You know, show him how's that.
You know.
Yeah. Just yelling from far.
Anyway, hey, everyone. I am excited for a brand new Terrace House.
Hell yeah. I am excited
to go on this journey with all of you. You get to hear our reactions. We get to scream along with you. We get to tell them to cut the camera when that scene is going on too awkwardly long.
Colin, and are you okay?
No, I'm having a stroke.
Okay.
We are in a weird place right now.
So today, you probably can guess by looking at the title of this episode, but we're going to be watching episode 1 of Terrace House Tokyo 2019-2020. It just dropped today, and we're hoping that you've already seen it by now, but if you haven't, you're maybe in luck, because we're about to watch it for the first time. Like, legit, we don't know the first thing that happens or the last thing that happens in the house.
Nope.
No.
We're going
to
the middle thing either.
Yeah. And we're not completely blind. We do know who the girls and boys are. You can listen to the last 2 weeks' episodes if you want to check out some of our initial thoughts on them. But for the most part, we have no idea what's going to happen in the next 40 minutes or so.
There's going to be a house. There might be a terrace.
You know,
it's going to be in Japan.
There might not be a house.
It's in Tokyo.
That might be the twist.
Yeah. Oh, we can all
maybe
win.
The terrace house was the friends we made along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh,
that's it. There it is.
Question mark.
I have a real nervous energy right now. I don't know. I feel like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead when he's Cornholio. I don't know if anyone remembers that old.
I'm the great Cornholio.
I'm nervous right now.
Yeah.
No. So in true sports commentator fashion, you know, in the first half, I'd like to see a Corvette in the garage and also a short bus out front.
Damn it. We better see that short bus. We better see it. I can't wait.
Right. Well, so if you want to watch the episode along with us, you probably should have started queuing up Netflix a minute or so ago. But get Netflix ready, because we're about to click play. And we're about to watch, and we're about to react.
Yeah.
And it's going. I'm scared.
Haley's
now.
Drooling on her mic.
Yeah.
I'm very scared.
I guess the best way to do this is like make sure you have it so all you have to do is hit play for the show to start and just start it right at zero. And then we're going to count down and then hit play, right?
Yep.
That's where you want to start.
She's going to count us down, and we're about to go. And our first time watching, we're Terrace House Tokyo 2019-2020 virgins, but in 40 minutes, no more.
Ah!
That was weird.
I feel like it's New Year's Eve and we're about
What's
to watch
happening
the ball drop
here?
Right now.
I don't know. I'm scared. The energy that
really
Jack had scares me now.
I'm sorry.
But yes, are you guys ready? I'm ready. I mean, I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
I'm alive. Let's do it.
Just like foaming at the mouth.
Jesus.
Full of fear.
It's been too long.
Let us go into part one, episode one.
I'm just scared to do this. I want to just cut this episode short. We're done.
Oh,
all right.
No, we're doing it.
Get your hands on the clicker. Get your hands on the mouse. Hands on however you're going to watch this episode along with us. Hello?
Yeah.
Your dick? Your dick, Jack? Is that where you were going?
No.
Let's just start the countdown.
Start the damn show.
3, 2, 1. I don't know if I like this song.
I like the music.
No, I like it already. It's starting.
Whoa, hold on. Is it telling us the names of the host?
You.
Yes,
Y-O-U.
But I'm liking the host names down there. That's nice.
Yo,
yeah.
Only took them 5 seasons.
What, Tokui, what are you doing with your hair, my guy?
guys. It's been so long. It's been since May. Yay!
Tokui's hair looks Tokui's weird. Hair
is. You know, I
it
like
is.
It.
It's shorter. It is shorter.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, he looks good. Tokui, you look good.
I was going to say that yes. The title kind of says it all. It's happening.
Continue when, to show until the summer of 2020.
Told you all.
Summer 2020 when the Olympics
going
end.
All the way up to Olympics, yeah.
This puts it at like, that's at least a year it's on. This is going from May to next summer. That's at least a year.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Are we going to get an Olympian on the show? Is that what they're saying?
We'll see. Ooh.
Whoa. Ooh,
Terrace House Fan Club in London. Hey, if you're part of that, tweet at us. Let us know. We'd love to know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Isn't our guest the same guest that we had before?
The fifth the chair, I think seat? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really?
I can see that.
Is popular in Britain.
Yeah, no, nice. It's the same boy prince.
The same boy prince.
Boy prince, yeah. Shochan.
Shochan.
That's right.
I'm kind of glad. I liked him a lot.
He actually talks.
I mean, also, keep in mind, they started recording the season pretty much right after opening doors ended.
Oh,
we're just now catching up
okay.
to it.
Okay, we're getting into Tokyo. Tokyo okay. Tower. We're back in Tokyo. First week. Week number one.
This is such a long shot.
I like it. I don't care.
No bus.
No Corvette.
Nice cars,
I don't
though.
See a Corvette.
Jag?
Nice.
A fucking Jaguar?
Damn.
I guess they had to make up for it.
Dude, this living room is ridiculous.
Up in the ante
there's gonna
with those
be,
cars.
There's the chalkboards where they're going to put their portraits.
Mm-hmm. Guys, could you...
I'm calling it already.
Could you imagine just like the echo in that living room? It'd be so bad.
Yeah,
I'm. I wonder what they're going to do for audio.
Might be good for acoustic guitar though.
Marnie,
is that a boy? I think it's a boy.
Oh man,
I don't think it's a boy.
No, it's a girl.
No, it's
Cowdy.
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 And they still have the same table and very similar chairs.
I love the instinct that you have like in an empty house. It's like I'm going to whisper.
Yeah.
So that I know I'm the only one here.
I'm scared of disturbing the objects.
But beautiful objects.
Be because this is a TV show.
She's so nervous.
There like, I feel like these camera angles are getting in pretty close. Like,
dude, I kind of feel like she's overwhelmed. She just looks very like, this is too big. I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's.
I would have that exact expression on my face and be like, "Holy shit!"
Dude, she looks concerned.
Like, will they find me for like touching things? Like, if
okay,
I
who's
get
next?
My
who's next?
Fingerprints?
It's got to be a boy.
This is a dude.
This boy. Otoko.
Is it Kenji?
You know, do you think the producers like stand outside and be like, "Okay, you go in. Wait. Okay, now you go in."
I mean, probably.
There's that beanie.
I mean, it looks like they're sticking with the order of the interviews.
Interesting to see if they do stick with that.
Hajimemashite.
You brought a gift. I'm going to guess it's sake of some sort. Unless it's from...
Taiwan.
Where was he from? Taiwan, yeah.
Taiwan. Dude, that's such a weird table setup.
It is.
It feels a little less cozy so far.
You know, if I was Shohei, I'd be feeling nervous too. He mentioned that he was feeling nauseous. And I was like, I could believe it, man. It's got to be pretty surreal to actually be there.
Arubaito. Multiple arubaito. Same.
This kind of hurts.
That's so relatable.
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh. I didn't mean to pause so long.
Awkward pause.
She's so pretty.
Same. Her haircut's really nice here. Does it say plateau on his hat?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not reading it. I'm too overwhelmed.
Oh, it's a sliding door.
I didn't know. So this would be.
Donna Onanoko.
If it's the second girl.
Is it Mizuki? Or not? Is that her name?
Corbett.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Haruka.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
I need to know, is her Corvette out there now?
I didn't hear it. Like, did I didn't hear it rev here? Up.
Yeah.
And then next will be Kenji, I think, if your theory is true, Robert.
Mm.
Puda.
Puda.
Oh my god.
Wow. Oh my god.
This living room is set up where you watch the pool, not a TV.
That's pretty sick.
I forgot.
This is awesome. Suit.
Damn, it's a nice house.
This might be my favorite living room.
Oh, it's great.
I kind of don't like it. It's just so big.
I like it.
What if
I love
just,
how it's
like,
big and airy.
Walk in and get all the pool water in the living room.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Are they smell it? I bet they can smell that chlorine from there.
Probably.
Depends if it's ventilated in there.
He's always wanted to be in Shudder.
Yikes.
The one Taiwanese horror movie that we know.
Yeah. That's a good, good movie.
That's a wild one.
He chose the most inopportune seat because whenever anyone's going to come in, he's going to like have to awkwardly turn around or like not turn around.
Yeah.
And just like wait as this mysterious person comes to walk around him.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, by the way, some trivia. I guess Haruka, I saw this on Reddit, was in a movie with someone from Boys and Girls Next Door.
Oh,
I don't know if they shared scenes or anything, but they were in the same movie.
Hmm.
Small world.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, talking about eyebrows.
Same. Thank you. I used to get picked on for my eyebrows.
Same.
Is there too much eyebrow?
Yeah,
or
now,
not enough
now people
eyebrow?
Paint them on and it's
too
like,
much eyebrow. Okay.
Mm.
It's a music boy.
I've never thought about my eyebrows my entire life.
What is that jacket, sir?
Wow, I love it.
I'm
damn, dude. He is loud right now.
Guy's got sauce.
Oh, he's doing the thing with his sunglasses that I hate, though.
Yeah, yes. Back of his head.
Yeah.
Spicy soul, baby. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Nice.
Fresh off a live show.
Damn.
That's the power move right there.
That's my guitar. He is a guitarist.
Kenny.
Doshiteno.
Oh, I forgot he was that old.
Yeah. He's the only one, I think, that's in the 30s.
The 30s, not his 30s.
Yep.
The roaring 30s. No, that was the Great Depression, actually. He is the Great Depression.
I can't wait to hear him sing, though. I hope he does some live performance in the house.
I mean, he brought his guitar. He's totally going to pull a Yusuke.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Here's his conflicting motivation again. He just said he's like, I'm looking to start a family soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's like, but you're also like trying to make it big as a musician. Yep. It's like, pick one.
Yeah. Let's
see what happens, yeah.
This motherfucker... Kenji looks like he uses sea salt spray on his hair.
Girls you'd find by the ocean. That's my style.
Hey.
Wait, what's he showing her?
His art.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Hey. That's a cool series.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are they photographs or are these drawings?
They're paintings.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. Drawings.
They got to be based on photographs though, right?
They seem like that, but who knows? We don't know. I'm not going to question his talent.
Creep.
That looks like a horror movie. Like,
it does.
While they're talking, just
expect to hear a knife be pulled. Shing.
Yeah, that's how they'll stab you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Here's Parkour Girl.
Oh, she is so cute.
That is a cute
Everyone's
outfit.
So cute.
Yes, she can. pick a spot.
And parkour like, over the table.
Just, oh my God.
Oh my God. Just hop over.
She seems really short, right? She seems really short.
Yes. Oh yeah, we got to know to reach Chaco. That's what it was. Like 5 foot three for some reason earlier. Sako. Jinjin.
Oh, yes, her nails. Yas.
What if she's a Maya too?
Electric Boogaloo.
From OND. She seems to got that.
You know this one sport called parkour.
leaping off of objects.
That's not exactly how I would describe parkour, but I mean, yeah.
Just a very literal translation.
Are there any professional parkourers out there? Is that a profession?
I would guess so. I could not name one.
You can make money with that?
Maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, some of those videos are really crazy.
They are.
Like people up on like many storied buildings just jumping.
This is foreboding here. This is really foreboding what she's saying. She's going deep early on.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
Hmm. Interesting. Oh, I can't wait for everyone's reactions to Ruka.
Yes, please. He's got the Supreme stickers.
Oh man,
it's starting.
Hello.
Oh, the fucking.
I'm a lost child.
The cute mama's boy. The mama's boy.
I'm lost. I couldn't find my way home.
From the middle school.
Oh, he seems happy.
Hi,
Ruka-san.
Ruka.
Retail. God bless you, sir.
Whoa. Hmm.
Oh, I'm already sensing. Risako's like, oh, hello. I knew it. Nice. Oh my gosh, what did I say?
He brought sake. Yeah.
Biru.
I'm not a great conversationalist. Poor kid.
Oh, man. Oh man.
His face is very catfish right now.
I just want to talk to a girl, okay? That's why I'm here.
His face—he's smiling so hard, he looks like his face is about to break.
He's about to turn red because there's three girls there.
Yeah, we have nothing to say to you anymore. Aww. Please leave.
Ouch.
Yeah, can you clean the pool? We're about to get in. Right? Thanks. Yeah. Oh, the keys.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's nice.
The keys. Oh, they're gold.
Oh.
Oh, I hate this.
What is this music?
Oh, I hate this.
Hold on. Let's listen. Give it a chance. I don't like that it's different than OND or Aloha State or Boys and Girls Next Door. In the city, I mean.
This is very, it's almost emo.
Yeah.
It's like Boys Like Girls.
Hold on.
Like,
did y'all see...
remember Boys Like Girls?
Y'all see Boys Room? Yeah.
It's like Boys Room.
Dude, we need to talk about the boys room when we see it.
What did it say?
You'll see. The bed's very weird.
They showed her in the Corvette, by the way.
They showed her in the Corvette, but...
This song...
Oh, shit. Flipping
into
this
shit.
This song kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's really not good.
And didn't Japan get...
They got Graves by Churches, which is such
churches,
a good
man.
Song. Graves is a great song. And then we get this
crap. That song took a L. I'm crazy. Still gonna.
Oh,
I'm still gonna
so
give it.
They have to go four flights of fucking stairs to get to their room.
It's three stories.
There needs to be an elevator here. There has to be.
There was an elevator in the BGITC house.
Right.
Oh, we all know that.
Playroom.
Sure.
Oh, they labeled. All the rooms are labeled. What the fuck?
Oh, nice playroom.
I love lamp.
Suge. I love lamp.
I love how the couches in the playroom are getting lower and wider.
Lamp. It's fucking lamp design porn in this house right now. And in fact, it's kind of just architecture porn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It makes me wonder if like furniture designers are like, please feature our furniture.
That would not surprise me at all.
Ooh, they got a rooftop terrace.
So it actually is a terrace house.
Perfect.
I thought it was a sauna at first. I was like,
What do you even do up there? I guess have barbecue?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The guys, okay, here we go. Y'all need to see this bed. This bed's wild.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm keeping an eye out.
Ding, ding.
Oh, it's even proper grammar with the apostrophe after the S.
It's like T-shaped.
Oh.
At the top?
Yeah, huh. What the fuck?
Interesting. Oh, like to get up to it?
Which bed would you guys want? I want the one in the bottom right.
It's a T-shape.
Which bed would you guys want? I want the one in the bottom right.
Yeah, bottom right. Same.
I would take the top.
I'll fight really? You for it.
It's so wild.
All right, Colin, you take the bottom left, man.
Yeah, I honestly like sleeping near the floor. I have a history of falling off the bed when I take top bunk.
Well, a history.
That's true. Ask my
brother.
They
always put the youngest on top. That's where Udai was, too. Remember that?
Yeah, but he had his pandas to protect him.
Mm. I mean, nobody wants to stumble up a ladder when you're drunk.
Wait, what?
Sugoi.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's a nice.
She's got a little window up there, but also the air conditioner's right up there, so she's going to get blasted.
So is there two beds up the stairs?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Oh,
and
wow.
They get a little veranda. Little
what the hell? They get a little, a little balcony.
I will say the girls' rooms always are better than the boys' rooms, I think.
Yeah.
It's a standard thing.
Deal
in the
with
show.
It.
I'm not complaining. I'm just noticing it.
Oh, there's
they're
like
always the nicer of the two.
The other?
So that's two beds.
Oh,
that's nice. That's
crazy.
That's an interesting setup.
So clearly the bottom one's the best one. Clearly.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather sleep head to head or feet to head or feet to feet?
Yeah. Feet to feet, I guess, is the only option.
Yeah. So that way if you kick each other,
they have
it's
a window
damage.
down into the living room. That's interesting.
Huh.
Oh, all three of them are cute.
The revelation.
You know, the one that was long and hair and tall.
Everyone except for Risako is tall. Oh.
Kaori.
Mmm.
Sorune.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. Everyone seems very grounded.
Yeesh. Yeah, I'd be too nervous too. That's a cool lamp too.
That's what I'm saying, man. They got some nice lamps.
I don't like the way he's wearing that beanie. It needs to be lower.
It seems like it's small for his head.
Well, it's like what Brad Leone wears from Bon Appetit.
Shout out Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
Bon Apple tea.
Bon Apple the teeth.
They're all fawning over Ruka.
Wow.
He is cute.
See, they don't know their names either.
Oh, are we going to call Kenji Kenny
the whole time?
I think so.
Okay. He's got to be Kenny now.
Kenny.
Oh, well, they're already identifying problems. Yikes.
I think she's wearing contacts, like color contacts.
Who is?
Yeah.
Risako.
Someone with a big love. Isn't that Io's name?
Io, I was thinking
yeah.
that.
Big love, blessed rice patty.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
Io.
We've got the full scope of our gorgeous class.
Clap, everybody.
Yay.
Glamorous.
Yes. I will agree with that.
Yes, agreed.
Very glamorous.
Utura. Sleazy or lazy. It's early.
Jesus.
I guess it is pretty cute. honestly. I wouldn't really like, fault someone for being like, oh, I'm really shy around women. And I'm like, aw.
He was already turning red, like they said. Damn, shout so out.
What if Ruka's the traitor?
I'm hoping to see a battle of the egos. Then were we talking about something like this?
I get that too, what Yamachan just said there.
Yeah. Yes, what? Yes. I think we talked about something like that.
Yeah, because someone said like they can't like leave an argument unfinished.
Just like the incident with Natsumi.
Parkour.
And you can hear about our Natsumi coverage from a couple weeks ago.
Hey, shameless plug. Fuyumi is
what?
Evoked everyone. Wait,
hold on.
What? Did you see what he said?
Why did they let that go? I don't like that they just were like, yeah, they do.
I think there was an edit there.
I feel like just why would you measure someone's worth by how much you can grab their hair?
What is he getting at there? Yama-chan.
Oh, this is an interesting setup for the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's so white.
Condiments.
Yeah, this is an odd kitchen compared to the others.
There's not small. A lot there.
It's small.
Ooh, Shohei can cook.
Nice.
There's barely an island in the kitchen.
I heard that that's one of the questions on the application is if you can cook.
Oh. Someone's gotta.
It'd be hilarious if, like, no one in the house could cook at one point.
It's happened before, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that happened on BJTC.
That is a freaking nice car, man.
Yeah, it's a Jaguar, isn't it? Is it the Jaguar?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Damn. They stepped it up. They don't have any big sports utility vehicles, though, for all of them to ride in.
Right. Yeah, that was my Jaguars. Concern.
I just imagine his face, like, beet red.
Right?
Seriously.
Like a tomato.
What happens when he gets in the onsen? He'll be super red.
He just boils.
Taiwanese beer.
Ah.
And that milk peanut soup.
What's the extent of your awkwardness with women?
Great question.
I mean,
the extent, I'll reply if I'm spoken to.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, your face has been flushed this whole time.
Gosh.
That's adorable.
It might be cute now, guys, but it's going to get old if it's like month two, he's still getting red.
I just love that he just literally can't stop smiling.
It's strange.
I guess I'll show you my art, if you're asking.
A men's magazine called Fudge.
Yes.
It's a little strange.
He's going to be thinking about that, like, in the middle of the night, like, oh, no, I dropped her phone.
That was super awkward.
I think his face hurts from smiling so hard.
This guy is just like
a
gold mine.
Wow.
Lately, I've been staying home and playing video games.
He's us. The family tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
They were all his siblings.
Dude, you would think that with all those girls in his house, he'd get over it.
I mean, but they're all younger than him.
Yeah.
And he's 20.
It's different.
It just means they've sheltered him, is what it means.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, that outfit.
That's a cute
that
hat. Yeah. I love that coat. Hat.
Yeah.
Yay, bananas.
Oh, it's a small grocery store.
Mm.
Kawaii.
Ooh.
Great.
I want to see them fight over what they're going to buy right here. I want to see a fight.
Risako seems like she wouldn't be able to handle spice.
Oh my god.
Yikes.
Fucking burn. You know, I wonder how tall Risako is. Seems like she's on the lower 5 foot end.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking 5'2", 5'3"-ish. We don't know. Don't carry 2 liter bottles. That's crazy.
2 liter bottles of what?
Soy sauce?
Tea?
Question mark? Tea? Maybe tea?
Soy sauce.
That's a weird shot.
Mm.
Just her wandering toward the ice cream.
Yeah. It's a little bit ominous.
Can relate.
Like, is this the about to be a story
filled
of
with ice cream?
They can't find Risako? Is that the story here?
Oh. That's funny.
That was really cute.
She's a wild goose chase.
Pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
I love her.
Where's Risako? Oh, couldn't find her.
We left her there. She'll parkour her way back here.
You know,
she's so short, I didn't even see her in the backseat of that car when they were driving there. But yeah. She must have been there.
No, she was, yeah.
I totally didn't see her.
Shinanoya?
So, I wonder if they just, like, split the cost of groceries.
I mean, there's probably, like, a Terrace House fund. Food fund.
Yeah, that's my guess.
What they did before was, no, they pay for their groceries and they split it in previous houses.
Mm, okay.
It was like a group buy. So I don't think the studio was paying for any of this stuff.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Oh, I want to make curry. Did she break that spatula or was it bent like that before?
Yeah, maybe it's just upside down.
Neon Queen? Is that what his shirt said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kitchen seems kind of cramped to me.
A little bit. I mean, look at how tight this shot is.
It is the city.
But I do appreciate, though, that, like, everyone's cooking versus, like, what's happened before is, like, several people awkwardly sit at the table and wait.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is definitely a cramped kitchen. That's
yeah, the kitchen looks small.
I mean, even when they showed the wide shot of the dining table, look at that. Yeah, it's definitely small.
Oh, yes. Beer in a frosted glass, as it should be.
Wow. I wonder if that beer is going to be skunky.
Ooh, charcuterie.
Ooh.
Sausage. Random Dang. Sausage.
Fucking A, dude.
This
yes.
is a meal.
Oh, I want a beer now so bad. Oh, God.
Oh, same.
Beer.
Why don't I have a beer right now?
Man, I want to try Taiwanese beer.
Same.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry now.
I mean, this show is like a third of it is basically just food porn.
Oh, calling them out. Calling the man out. It's real.
So you turn red all the time.
Yeah.
You'd acclimate.
I'm glad he's upfront about it.
I will spat
like,
on my
no,
food.
I don't. Like, beet red.
Yeah, because of the beer. Totally the beer.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Yikes.
Is it going to have, like, I'm not a kid anymore speech? I'm waiting for that to happen. Oh, my God. They're ragging him.
Hmm.
Oh, my poor boy.
He likes them older.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've documented that, Robert. We remember.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, boy is red. Back on.
Boy's gonna pop a blood vessel.
Is that true? Boys, is that true?
I don't know.
What did she say? What did she say?
That guys prefer older, older women.
I don't think that's true. I mean, it's spread across.
He's had an experience before.
Yeah, probably. Clearly he's speaking from experience, yes.
Yeah.
Guys, there's no bus here. I'm just saying.
He put it in storage.
Oh, is he that kind of jealous?
He's like, but I'm an actor.
I'm a model.
I think jealousy is so overrated. Like, young adult romance novels is very focused in on, but he got jealous, and it's like, for me now, that's more of a red flag than anything.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a light amount of jealousy is like, that's cute and endearing, but when it actually causes problems, nah. But I guess it's a teen thing, right? Like Kenny's saying, teens like jealousy.
Feelings of jealousy disappear.
I get that.
Oh, rip, dude.
Supreme
support.
He's just
there's
like,
a lot of supreme stuff.
There is.
Megane.
Whoa, he looks like a different person without a hat.
I know. I've never seen him before without a hat.
I think he looks better without the hat.
I want the beanie back.
Also, he looks good in glasses, too.
Already asking people out.
Damn.
I guess I should. It is Terrace House after all.
Hit.
Oh, he's...
I don't ship them.
You know, I see why he wears the hat. He does have a big forehead.
Yikes. Yikes, man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yikes. As a member of the Big Head Society, I object.
He kind of, with the glasses on, he kind of reminds me of Yudai.
Don't evoke it. Haruka. Oh.
He wants to learn how to drive stick, so, if you know what I mean.
So no takers for the parkour girl. Do we see that? No takers for the parkour girl yet.
I didn't see any.
Not yet.
I'm surprised.
It's like watching a cute little creature.
He is popular.
Yeah, he is.
Kenny-san. When I could find him.
Yeah, same. I can't get a read on him. As far as like...
Yeah, he's more reserved right now. He's playing the mystery card. And that can work.
Classic.
What? Is it the playroom or there's a theater room?
Go over there. Kung Kung. But it looks so comfy where they are.
Right?
Oh.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I wonder if they watch the intro interviews.
I'm not thinking so, because the way they said at the beginning, they're like, oh, we get to see them all for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want her to clash too. There.
I totally agree with Yamachan. I want to see her fight. Yes.
I'm nursing that dream.
I'm nursing that dream as we speak.
That's great.
Love this. Man, he got a haircut, though.
I think I like it.
The beanie. I fear change daily.
Nice.
But you're okay with the porn star vibe?
Oh, nani sore.
What?
Wow.
Is there something about
what?
A respectable porn star vibe? Can that be the name of this episode? 100%. A respectable porn star vibe.
Luca Kun is cleaning up.
Okay, y'all see the jeans, right?
The jeans?
Behind Tori Chen?
Yes.
Yeah. They've been, they're a part of the set. I just.
Oh, shit.
They've
been
there. Just throwing shade at Tori Chen.
Hansan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really wanted Haruka to take advantage of him.
As she sees fit.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Yes, we are blessed.
We are blessed. Oh, yes. Hire me, please.
Same.
Professional Terrace House Watcher.
Take us to the boys' room.
He's just letting him go.
He's like, be my guest, motherfucker.
Kenny's great.
Like, you want me to get off?
Dozo.
Be my guest.
Go ahead. I ain't moving. That was great.
It is a lot bigger.
He just leaves. Okay. Wow, just him and the three girls.
What did they say? Porn star vibe?
He should have kept the towel around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Is Shohei trying to throw the under two under the bus right now?
Uh-oh. It seems like he is trying to bring up Ruka's naivete. We'll see.
Kenny.
It's the first day. Oh, is he about to pull an Uchi week?
Oh, he's just coming right out. Wow. Man, he's just going for it.
Holy shit.
I think I predicted this, guys, that he was going to do this.
Maybe Sangen Jaya.
Wow.
Oh.
Everyone else is kind of sitting there uncomfortably.
Ooh, he did it in front of all the girls.
That
wow.
was so... That was unexpected. Very strongly.
Huh. Wow. She's glowing a little bit.
I don't know about that.
She's smiling.
That's a power play. I'll leave the tour to the boys' room and ask one of you out on a date.
Yeah. Dude, hey. And then, meanwhile, Kenny's like, the go towel. Ahead, check it out.
There's the towel.
Oh, there's the porn towel.
And then he folds the towel. Are we gonna get every time after he asks a girl out, he's going to fold the towel.
He's like, I've harnessed the power from this towel. Now it's time to return it to the dark chambers.
Interesting.
Wow.
I'm guessing the playroom is the theater room, because usually that's where, like, the big TV is.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
I think they showed the TV, if I remember seeing it.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Oh, it's a date.
It's definitely a date.
1,000,000% a date.
100% a date.
Lady, do you know what house you're in? It's called Terrace House.
I'm drawn to you.
Yeah.
Strongly.
Drawn to you like butter, girl.
She doesn't look happy about it. Misako does not look happy about it.
I think she's happy about it. I don't know what you guys keep saying.
I think y'all are talking about different people. Haruka did not look happy about it.
She doesn't.
Agree. She definitely does.
This song sucks. Oh, no. It's over.
It's over.
Okay, we're done.
Let's cut it out.
Pause. Okay, it's over.
We're done.
That song sucked. All the songs sucked.
The music. No, no, not all the songs in the show. Yes. Those songs didn't suck. No, I didn't think they sucked at all.
They're so bad.
I thought, though, the intro song was a letdown, especially since Japan gets churches, international gets churches.
It's like they just Googled, like, free to use.
Emo. Yeah.
Emo song. Music.
Free to use five-alarm emo.
I would have rather had the song from OND. Like, they didn't need to change it and find another generic song.
A story to be told.
I would have much rather done that song.
I mean, now that I know Churches is the one in Japan, I'm just like, nothing's going to... Like, even I Slow know, Down dude. From BGITC, yeah. like, doesn't compare.
Oh, no, dude,
I mean,
it was
It was Taylor Swift last time for OND,
yeah,
right? In Japan.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, what? That never fit for me either.
See, I thought the Taylor Swift one was probably the best in terms of fitting, like, the editing of the way it cut. But
yeah, that.
I hate the new song.
It's
I hate
so
to say it.
Not good.
It's really terrible to me. I'm wondering if it's going to grow on me. I feel like I'm going to wear out the skip intro button, though, this season for the next year and a half.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
But aside from that, who cares? Because we're in a new house now. We're in Tokyo. They have two sick-ass looking, like, Bond villain sports cars.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Do you think they have ejector buttons and, like, you know, rocket torpedoes?
Like
I have a missile launching button in my car.
Does
but,
it work?
No, it's just the, what do you call it, the lighter.
Ah, classic.
The cigarette lighter. I don't smoke.
Remember how scared we were going into this episode?
Yes.
Now I feel, I remember the calming nature of Terrace House.
Yes. I can't wait to watch it. It again. I'm probably going to watch this first episode a bunch of times.
So if you're listening to this in the car, I'm pretty sure that siren was on our end. So you're fine.
Yeah,
you are not getting pulled over.
Do not worry about it. But also, the fun does not end as far as what Tadaima has planned.
Yes.
This is half of the content we have this week.
Right. You just heard our live reactions to the episode. I'm still, like, kind of mentally processing it, not going to lie. I'm feeling, like, a little bit...
Me too.
Like, in my
head. Yeah, I feel like my brain's in a blender. Yeah, I need to, like, clear the cobwebs.
Watch it turn around into a beautiful oblivion.
There it is.
Thank you. But yes, that does it for today's episode. You can tune in on Thursday, where we're going to let our thoughts marinate a little bit and talk about this episode as a whole. Kind of our usual normal shtick. And then after that, it's just going to be, you know, our normal stuff. We're going to go through each episode one by one, not do a live reaction because that's a lot. It's a lot. But we are going to cover every episode. But for this one, let's bring it all to a close. Thank you for joining us on this live reaction journey. If you watched it with us, that's awesome. If you listen to it while in a car, that is also awesome. I'm a little worried about what that experience might have been like for you, but we hope you enjoyed it either way.
Don't have the episode pulled up on your phone while you're driving. Do not.
Please
don't.
And
I do want to know, too, just put it out there to the listeners. Like, if you really like this kind of content, we want to know that, too. Going forward, so leave comments, leave feedback. Like, any feedback is welcome and invited.
Like, feedback, yeah. Like iTunes reviews, that would help us. If you do enjoy the show, it'd mean a lot to us. If you left some iTunes reviews, preferably with words attached to them, but if not, I mean, just every star helps, right? If not, tell a friend, spread the word. We're in a new renaissance for Terrace House stuff. The new season has just dropped. By now, probably most of you have binged half, if not all, of the show, honestly, and we're super behind already. But
it's day one, man.
It's a good
time.
Give
us a chance.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time to get into Terrace House podcasts, just like ours. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, any theories that you think we maybe hit on the head based on our past two episodes, please email any and all of those things to us at questions@terracehousepodcast.com. Jack, did you have a thing?
Yeah, there's a thing, guys. Listen, I have a goal here. Oh, I didn't know you were throwing me the ball, but we got a thing. I have a goal, okay? Take me out of this whole show. I have a goal here, and my goal is to start international regional beef between countries. I want arguments. I want hatred.
No.
Jack, no.
I want a war.
No.
I want
there's
chaos.
Enough of that already.
No, we didn't sign off on this.
I'm just kidding. But I'm saying, feel free to talk shit about other countries in the country.
Don't, no, guy. No, no.
I'm just joking.
Except
instead,
France.
Why don't argue about something more wholesome? Like, which house is the best house in Terrace House? Because this one is pretty.
What I really mean to say is we are so grateful for and just blown away as a group at the community that has come around our show. We are still a very young podcast. We started just in December of 2018. And
November.
Just to see... November technically, but just to see like how the show has grown has been incredible. Like, it's completely unexpected by all four of us, and we truly, truly, sincerely really appreciate the community that's come around to Nyma and our show, and we look forward to doing the show for you guys every week. So we just want to thank you. You know, we've shouted out a few countries, but there have been just way too many to mention all at one clip until now, so we are going to pretty much shout out every country that's listened to us so far, and just in a big thank you and just in a big expression of our appreciation to you guys.
Yeah,
so that's what we're going to stumble through right now.
So shout out to Japan,
Saudi Arabia,
Somalia,
Chile,
Philippines,
Bahamas,
the Belgium country,
Algeria.
Hold on, the Belgium country.
Belgium, you got me.
Is Belgium or Belgium country?
We have more countries to get through, y'all.
We got a lot, guys.
Belgium. Singapore.
South Africa.
Israel.
Okay, Ecuador.
Netherlands.
Lebanon.
Austria.
Egypt.
France. We love you, France.
Malaysia. We also love you.
Thailand.
Guam.
Yes, Guam.
Taiwan, like where Shohei just moved from.
Aha. Denmark.
Turkey.
Hungary.
New Zealand.
Sweden.
Brunei.
Iran.
Mexico.
Indonesia.
Colombia.
Jamaica.
Puerto Rico.
Argentina.
Nice accent there, Robert. Thank you. United Arab Emirates. The UAE.
Kenya.
Brazil.
Romania.
Switzerland.
Monaco.
Hong Kong.
Italia.
What the fuck's up, Finland?
Panama.
Yes. Fuck yeah. I don't know. España. Spain. Thank you.
Ireland.
Luxembourg.
United States of America.
India.
Norway.
Namibia.
The UK.
And what up, South Korea?
Hey.
Vietnam.
Greece.
Canada, eh?
Portugal, not the man, but the country.
Malta?
Iceland.
Yes, Malta. Question mark?
Iceland.
Australia.
And I believe we last have Germany.
Germany, we love you. You know this.
Of course.
We've established this already. And we love you guys all. And just a big thank you again. Like I said, like we're being funny here, but this isn't a joke. Like, we really mean it. Thank you guys so much. We did this special live reaction episode, you know, by request. And so if you have any other ideas that you guys want to see from us, we want to hear it as well. So leave us a comment, shoot us an email, hit us up on social media. We want this to definitely be a show that continues to grow. And just thank you to everyone around the world that's listening.
And if you're listening to this from a country and we do not say your country name, use this time to imagine one of us saying your country name. And
your country.
There it is.
Your country.
We said your country too. But real talk, we do love every one of our fans all across the world. We do not expect the show to gather as much, you know, hype as it has, but we're enjoying doing it and we're enjoying the discourse we're seeing. And above all, I think we're just glad that Terrace House is becoming a much bigger thing than it was when we all initially got into this weird reality TV show. So I think that about does it for us for this week's episode. Or no, not even this week's episode. This first half of the week's episode of Tadaima.
Yes.
Tune in Thursday for more of our in-depth recap thoughts on episode one of Tokyo 2019-2020. And until then, we'll see you. This has been Tadaima. Thanks for listening. Itadakimasu.
Follow us on Instagram at Tadaimagram, on Twitter at Tadaimapod, and check out our YouTube channel, Facebook group, and brand new Discord server, all linked in the show notes.